Hey everyone, this is Tony Reeves, and this is another edition of Easy But Not So Easy. Today we're going to talk about using your college degree. Now, the easy part is the actual degree itself. We've all seen the ads. They're all over the place about how you can improve your well-being, increase your earning potential, move towards your goals, solely based on the notion of earning a degree from an accredited university. That's the easy part. Following down that track, seeing that you're saying to yourself, I'm going to make this a reality, that doesn't really cause a lot of heavy lifting. So when using your degree, having that degree and recognizing that all the jobs that you want to apply for that specifically say we need you to either have this degree or have a college degree is a simple one-to-one ratio. If you're trying to get something and you need a degree in order to get it, you go out and you get it. No harm, no foul. That's the easy part. Let's talk about the not so easy part of using your degree. The most frustrating part is when you don't need it. Meaning you're in a situation where you're applying for a job, they look for a college degree, but they don't necessarily require it. So then what ends up happening is that if you apply for that particular job and you get it, realizing you didn't need a degree in order to get the job that you want, you may feel that you've wasted not only your time and your energy, but your money, putting money towards getting a degree that you didn't even need to begin with in terms of getting the job that you wanted. Or you find in a situation where you stop using it. How many of us out there have got degrees in particular areas? And as years progresses and we move through our various lives and so forth, find that all the things that we utilize from our undergrad experience, we don't use it at all. Think about how frustrating it is where you're in a situation where you're an English major, bio major, history major, and you're in a job that maybe they needed that or they required that in order for you to get the job. But then all of a sudden, as time progresses, you start to realize that the skills and the foundation that you got that got you that degree, you're not even using it anymore. So then you get in this position where you get really angry because you're like, I spent all this time and money again on a degree that in hindsight, looking back retroactively, I didn't need it. So because you stopped using it. Biggest one is when you realize your degree is not relevant. Now, for those of you who are like, what do you mean by you're not relevant? Are you trying to knock some major? No. How many of you have applied for a job where all they asked for was a college degree? They'll say, we want a college degree in this area, but if you don't have that one, we'll take one in these particular areas if you've taken this many courses. And if you don't have that, if you have it in this experience in this particular area. So all of a sudden you're looking, you're like, well, wait a minute. I either have the degree, I have the degree in the area that they're looking for. I don't have the degree in the area that they're looking for, but they'll take it if I've taken some classes in those areas. I haven't taken any classes in those areas. They'll take it if I have experience in those areas. So then you start scratching your head saying, well, wait a minute, then what you're effectively telling me is that this degree is not spectacularly relevant because if the employer is interested in getting a particular person with a specific skill set or the potential to have a skill set, then getting this particular degree, yes, it's nice, but it may not necessarily be relevant. And that can be even more frustrating. Now, as somebody who has multiple degrees, I will be the first one to tell you that I'm a strong advocate of people pursuing their education. So please don't think that I'm knocking people in terms of their educational pursuits. But the reality is that when you are in your career field for a substantial period of time, there's going to be a period of time you're going to have a disconnect from that degree. And you're going to find yourself in this position where, yes, having the degree is great for purposes of your resume and purposes of your educational foundation and in terms of your resume, in terms of your presentation skills, whatever the case may be, in terms of demonstrating to people that you have a particular acumen or background. But one of the things that sometimes gets a little frustrating is when you start to ask yourself, could I have gotten to the same desired result without having the degree? So I say this to say this. When you get your degree, if you decide to go that route, don't be frustrated if you find that getting the degree was much easier than how you actually had to use it in the long term.